Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
8:41 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 46 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
As always, we welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Well, there's another production that's coming to a local stage at South Point High School this time around. It's called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's going to take place December the 8th, December the 9th, and December the 10th. And here to tell us more about it, we've got two of the actors as well as a member of the stage crew. And we want to welcome in Lorian, Kaya, and Noah. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Okay, Noah, we're going to start with you. You're going to tell us all about what the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is about.
Okay, so this show is about a spelling bee. And there's six of these individual spellers who all have their own little story to tell. Yeah.
So there's six that have a story to tell, mm-hmm. but from what I understand, the way this is set up, it's going to be improv. Is that right?
Yeah, so we get to, like, just play with everything. So there's not, like, a lot of filler lines. So, like, as other stuff's going on, we get to kind of talk amongst ourselves on the stage and just make whatever jokes we want, communicate with the other people, audience, break the fourth wall. It's so much fun.
Well, you know, I guess that's what Lucas and I do every morning here, along with Ashley Lang. We will give you well wishes, as improv's the best way to go.
Yeah, it can be a little intimidating, though, for sure.
It's pretty hard. We had a master class come help us during rehearsals, and it's getting there.
But yeah.
It's a really hard thing to do and master, I guess.
Well, it goes back to why this is so important to support the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And you shared with us, what are you going to do with the audience during this time?
Oh, so we have four audience volunteers to come up on stage with us during the show. They'll have registration papers before the show starts, and it's completely random. Even we don't know who's getting called up. Even the person who's calling them up doesn't know until they get those papers. So
neat.
So not only is it improv for the actors in the production, it's also you don't know what's coming out of the audience, which is even more improv, right? You kind of got to roll with the punches.
Yeah, and we have to, like, stay in character a lot. There's a lot of funny times. There's a lot of words that are given to spellers that even we don't know yet, and the sentences and definitions of those words are so funny sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
All right, so Noah, tell us briefly about your character and why you want to win the spelling bee.
My character, his name is Chip Tolentino. He was last year's champion at the 24th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. he's a prepubescent boy.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
All right.
And he falls in love with one of the other contestants' sisters, who is a little bit younger than him.
Okay.
And sings a whole song about how she got him out of the spelling bee.
Oh, gosh.
So it's going to be a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so Kaya, tell us a bit about your character.
My character is William Barfay, and he has like a nasal issue, so I have to make my voice so deep, and it has to sound very sickly, yet high pitched, yet low pitched. It's a lot.
Wow,
my voice is a lot. But he wants to win solely because he got cheated last year because they had brownies. There was brownies provided at the last spelling bee, and they had peanuts in them, and he's allergic to nuts. So,
so you're ready to put your punch in there and win this spelling bee. Can you give us a little clip of what that voice sounds
like?
Yeah,
what does it sound like?
Trying to think of a line to say it.
Does it sound like you've got like a sinus infection? It probably sounds like me right now.
It's more like, it's pronounced barfait. There's an accent ague. And it's more like, it's so difficult to do, though.
That's not going to be easy for you to stay in character, which makes that even harder.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really a lot of talent. That's pretty good.
It's really funny. Every time I do it, it makes me laugh. And so every time I do it, like when I did it yesterday,
it's not easy for us
so
to
funny.
Stay in character when, like, Kai is acting either. It's so funny every time. Never know what to expect.
And then we have Lorian here, who is the stage manager. And Lorian, if you want to swing a little closer to that microphone, explain a little bit about the role of the stage manager. I think we might know about it, but tell us what we might not know, all the details of your job.
Well, during the rehearsal process, there's a lot of, like, running around doing, like, getting copies, making stuff, taking down notes to organize everything, recording, like, vocal rehearsals so that we can look back on those and as a reference. During the show, we've got 160-some light cues and then 45 music sound cues to call. And so I'm looking at my script the whole show, calling those, and then making sure all those are running.
You basically are the magic making the show happen. Yeah. I mean, as I think we said earlier, the characters need you, and you need them to make this come to life. But that is a stressful and well-skilled talent that you have.
What do they say sometimes? The real show is always behind the scenes, right? I mean, all the running around and what you have to do to make sure everyone, you know, hits their mark and bark, as we like to say it in our industry. But these are also your peers. So you do have to have a little bit of leadership skills, right? And, you know, a little bit of, hey, quiet down. I know we all want to play here, but we got to, you know, let's quiet on the set. We got to go. So
get it together.
It does take a special person for sure. How big is your cast overall?
There are 14 cast members.
Wow, man. So this is a musical. It's improv and audience participation. Sign us all up. I cannot wait.
We're in. All in.
So will there be a winner at the end of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee?
Yes.
There will be one winner. Okay. So I picture it like a modern day Clue. You remember the game, the board game Clue has like a different winner sometimes each time you play. So, but in this version, you all have a clear winner of the Spelling Bee. Cannot wait to see who that is. All right, check out the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. This is by the talented students at South Point High School. The times and the dates are December the 8th, 9th, and 10th. December the 8th and the 9th at 7 p.m. December the 10th at 2 p.m. Go and get your tickets now. December the 10th at 2 and 7 p.m. Go and get your tickets now. $12 or less, depending on if you're an adult or a student. If you bring a canned good, you get a dollar off the admission, and the canned goods go to Pilgrim's Inn. So the production's helping out a local organization here in our backyard, which is fantastic. Again, these are just some of the talented students from South Point High School that are bringing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee to life at a stage near you. So if you got some time this weekend, you know, do yourself a favor, get involved in the local community and support these young people. They do a great job and put in a lot of hard work for sure.